This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my
there
wife.
Is no way to know how big this is. Thank the police we talked to estimated 50,000 or more. There are just streets all around, four or five streets back, with just huge crowds of people in every direction, and that's what the Democrats are telling people to shut down the parking garages and putting up fences trying to block people. This is really epic, and it just basically got started, and more people are pouring in, thousands and thousands can't get in. We're going to be here today live covering the aftermath of the parade. The left doesn't start today, but I haven't seen any Antifa. We've been all over this thing trying to find protesters, trying to find anti-gunners, and they just really don't exist. We're told Antifa's gone undercover, though, and made provocateurs. Something they've also put out a hit list on InfoWars reporters and other journalists calling us Nazis. So once we're Nazis, we've been dehumanized and to be attacked. These are the true fascists, truly dangerous, evil people. InfoWars is reporting live all day at band.video and InfoWars.com/show. So help us spread the links so that Patriot gun owners can't be framed by Governor Northam. People can learn what we're really saying and what the people are really doing. Stay with us.
Shining sea from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Welcome on this January 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and that was Alex Jones. He and the crew are there live in Richmond, Virginia, at the state capitol. And that is where the governor, that black-faced totalitarian conspiracy theorist who's trying to sow fear and discord, trying to panic the people. And many people looked at what his motives were with this. I mean, is he just trying to do this for political gain? Is he trying to set up a false flag? Or is he just doing what Democrats always do? That is, call everybody that disagrees with him racist, racist, racist. Well, you know, this is the guy who is famous for blackface. And he is projecting his racism and his paranoia on peaceful protesters. And it's been very peaceful. There he is. Remember that? I mean, that was only, what was it? Wasn't even a year ago, I think, that his yearbook came out. Four pictures. And at first he said, that's not me, then it is me. And it's like, well, I finally looked at it, and that was put up in 1983. I mean, his college yearbook, a page dedicated to him, and he really wasn't sure what was on it. I mean, it's got four pictures, him standing in front of his Corvette, him standing there either in a Ku Klux Klan hood or in blackface. I don't know that it was ever resolved as to which one he was. But I guess the question is, when we look at this, would it be allowed? They have questions that some people had about whether or not Virginia might enforce their anti-mask law. And evidently, Antifa isn't there, so we don't know. So the people who show up to support their constitutional rights are not afraid of having their face exposed. They're not afraid of using their name. Last night, as we had on the Sunday show, Alex was there, and he was talking to some people who were there in advance. Not too many people were there last night because today is the protest. They pick, by the way, they pick Lobby Day to be the Martin Luther King holiday because people have time off of work. Most of us have to work for a living, and so they pick a holiday to do that, and they've done that since 2003. It has always been peaceful. There was no indication that it was going to be otherwise, except in the imagination of this racist, conspiracy theorist, paranoid Governor Coonman, creating a state of emergency there. It's only people that cannot legally carry, even though that is legal. And as I said yesterday, you got to ask yourself, who are are the rebels here? And what are they rebelling against? We've had for 400 years here in America the idea that you're allowed to carry firearms for your own defense, and it's enshrined in the Constitution. These people are trying to overthrow that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
History is happening right now. Governor Northam is publicly funded by Michael Bloomberg. He is publicly funded by George Soros to come in and get a bunch of anti-gunners elected to turn the state blue and then to begin gun confiscation. The bills are close to passing for taking all the semi-autos, shutting down the gun ranges, stopping hand-to-hand combat training like boxing and jiu-jitsu. I mean, this is a full-on Soviet-style takeover. And then when you come out and protest, they call you a terrorist and say you're going to kill the police and everybody's in the KKK, when it's Northam that dresses up in KKK outfits and all this other stuff. These people are just out of control and now have seized control of the people's house through election fraud and through lying. But humanity is awakening, and there are probably 5 times as many people outside building up, just tens of thousands all around us, because they put fences up and make you go through these tiny checkpoints, one entrance, one exit, which again violates all the codes, all the state laws, all the city laws, so you don't have stampedes like at Mecca and stuff. But the governor is endangering everyone to try to intimidate people to not coming and having big numbers in a rally. But Virginia and other Americans stood in defiance of this monstrous individual and his cohorts in the mainstream media. And so this is really a big deal, and we salute and thank all Americans for exercising not just their Second Amendment, but their First Amendment, because the establishment wants to intimidate us. They want to work with big tech to suppress our speech. But it's critical to let these individuals know that as they try to engineer this civil war, we're not going to go the way other countries went. We're going to go the way America started if they continue to try to disarm us and trigger a civil war. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And if they ever really try to take the guns, 1776 will commence again. And I said that to Piers Morgan back in 2013, and here we are all these years later, and it's more important now than it ever was. America started when the Redcoats came to take the guns, and we don't want to have a new revolution over them trying to take the guns. But it won't be like the other civil war we had in this country. It will be over the right of self-defense and the right of the First Amendment to free speech and the right to not be governed by globalists. And Americans will come together and will defeat the deep state if there is a civil war. But we don't want to have that civil war. We want Americans to wake up to what's happening. There's the news chopper, or is that the police chopper up there? And again, we'll see how the mainstream media tries to frame all of this. But there's another big issue to how this civil war is unfolding and how the globalist deep state thinks they're going to bring up America. I'm not against people that live in other parts of the world. We have the most open society on the planet. But the sanctuary cities, over 800 cities, bring people in with no background check, no nothing, give them driver's license and let them vote, and then make them clients of the Democrats for the welfare, and tell them you will vote and you will do all of this or we'll basically kick you out. They're a new permanent underclass or a new form of slavery. So I'm not against those poor people, but they're being used as a weapon and being brought in to displace Americans of every race, color, and creed to create the giant sucking sound that was talked about by Ross Perot. And if you think wages have gone down before, they'll go down even faster. So that's the globalist plan. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. The globalists don't even want the country to exist. And the Democrats work for the globalists. They work for the Chi-Coms. They work for others. And people need to understand that you need to choose America. It's not like there's Democrats and Republicans now. We've had a libertarian, nationalist, populist takeover of the Republican Party partially. So instead of having one party where the Democrats and Republicans the last 50 years really worked together behind the scenes, we now actually have a president who's trying to be the president and trying to look at each policy as how it's going to be for the people, not what special interest group it is. And that's why the whole power structure's pissed off and been trying to remove Trump. But 3+ years in, they failed. And this Senate trial's going to fail. And he now is really becoming the president despite all their obstructionist garbage. And that's why they're so scared and now just want to trigger some type of civil war or civil insurrection, because they know America is awakening and they know America is beginning to win and they know Americans are coming together, and that scares the hell out of the New World Order. And that's why I salute everybody that's here. You are amazing. That's what it comes down to.
All right, and that's Alex Jones in Richmond, Virginia, at the impromptu FEMA camp that was set up by the black-faced totalitarian, Governor Kuhnman. And I call him a totalitarian. That's what we need to start calling these people. Somebody isn't a totalitarian if they want no restrictions whatsoever on central power, and if they believe that that all-powerful, omnipotent central government should control every detail of our lives. That is what these people are. That is what the Democrats have become. It's not simply about the guns. Yes, that is very important. And it's good to see that on this Martin Luther King holiday, as they have set this up as Lobby Day, the Virginia Citizens Defense League has, since 2003, this is the 17th one they have done, they've always had peaceful lobbying of people about these particular issues. And this year, we had the black-faced totalitarian conspiracy theorist try to project his racism and his paranoia and his talk about violence. He projected that onto peaceful protesters. He was the one who was talking about violence. Just understand that. These are the people who are on offense, and what they're doing is very offensive. They're trying to overthrow fundamental freedoms that this country was founded on. Freedoms that we enjoyed before this country was founded. Freedoms that we created this government to protect. In the Declaration of Independence, we made it clear that the purpose of government is to protect the rights that we have as human beings, as God's creatures. And this government is not doing that. So we have a lot of people who are coming to Virginia and talking about this. And I think a lot of this fear-mongering was trying to get the turnout down. Scaring everybody, and of course it's already a very cold day, but from what Alex is saying there on the site, it looks like they have tens of thousands, 50, 60,000 people, as they expected, because these are not sunshine patriots. These are winter soldiers when it comes to their rights. And I say that this is not simply about firearms. These people are totalitarian because every detail of your life, they want to remove your choice. And I'll give you some examples of what these newly empowered Democrats want to do. Of course, we know they don't support the right to life. Before he became famous for his blackface episodes, Northam was famous for explaining and demonstrating to the rest of the country what has been going on for a while with so-called comfort care. A child that survives an abortion, you set them off to the side and you just let them die. You know, Terry Schiavo style. And they oppose free speech. They oppose a free press. They oppose the free exercise of religion. They oppose your informed consent. We have two bills, as I pointed out yesterday, that have been introduced in the newly Democrat legislature. And again, this is the first time they've had a Democrat legislature in Virginia since 1994. And the Democrats today are not the Democrats of 25 years ago. These are full-on authoritarians. For example, two of these bills, one of them, HB 1489, will extend the controversial HPV vaccine mandate from females to males. And it will add a seventh grade booster, you know, because we want to make sure that in our brave new world schools that all of the seventh grade kids are sexually active. Yeah, that's why we start talking to children in kindergarten, first and second, third grade, about what gender they want to choose to be. Because if they can make a decision about gender at that tender age, then, you know, they can consent to sex and we can remove the statutory rape laws. And then we have another bill, HB 1090, that we'll talk about when we come back. You will not believe what's in these bills. And we have Adam Schiff, who is one of the leaders in censoring information about vaccines. And he wants social media to step up that censorship. These people are totalitarians. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We have a story at InfoWars.com that's been linked to by the Drudge Report showing Alex Jones. And the caption is, Alex Jones storms Virginia and battle tank to support the Second Amendment. And that is what they're doing. And we have a lot of reports from Alex Jones and the crew there at the site of the peaceful protest. It is a lobbying event. People who are not happy about the fact that the Democrats want to destroy every aspect of our right to keep and bear arms. And we're talking about universal registration. That's what's behind universal background checks. We're talking about the red flag gun laws. We're talking about even banning indoor shooting ranges. There's not anything that these people haven't put on their legislative agenda. But I want to just pause here for a second before we get into the bull-faced, black-faced totalitarianism to explain to you that I'm not using the term totalitarianism as a hyperbole. This is, by definition, what these people are. All power centralized to one spot and every detail of your life, all of your freedoms taken away, totally. Not just authoritarian in one aspect, but across the spectrum. I was just talking about vaccines. The same legislature has got two bills set up to require more vaccines. One of them is going to add 10 more vaccines, mandatory, to the total of 69 doses of 16 different vaccines. And it will replace Virginia's authority over school vaccine mandates with the federal government's authority. Gardasil is a part of both of these vaccine bills, in spite of the fact that it has a terrible record of adverse events. And it is a very, very small number of Virginians that have been diagnosed with meningitis, but they're going to mandate that as well. And they point out, actually, I got a letter from a guy writing one of his delegates there in Virginia talking about this. He points out that the bill will also subject kids in the near future to any of the 264 vaccines for various conditions that are now being developed. And if they are approved by the FDA and recommended by the CDC, the biggest seller of vaccines is the CDC. So if they recommend that, doctor recommended, you know, we used to, when I was growing up, doctors recommend you smoke cigarettes. Remember, that was a selling point for certain brands. More doctors smoke this brand of cigarette than the others, and so they recommend that. Well, the CDC, I don't know what they're smoking or what you're smoking if you're listening to these people. In 1980, the cost to fully vaccinate a child was $17. And now the cost to fully vaccinate a child has gone in 40 years from $17 to $3,000. That's a lot of money for big pharmaceutical companies, right? And you've got a doctor's organization is now suing Adam Schiff. See, this is not simply the state of Virginia. That's why you've got so many people there in Virginia that have shown up to protest this totalitarianism. Because this is Democrats across the country. And it happens from the state level, local level, all the way up to Congress. Adam Schiff is now being sued for his attempts to censor debate when it comes to vaccines. This is a doctor's group. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has filed suit against Adam Schiff. They say he has abused government power and infringed on their free speech rights because they want to talk about vaccines and whether or not they're safe and whether or not they're effective. Early last year, Adam Schiff contacted Google, Facebook, and Amazon, told them to deplatform or to discredit anybody that he disagreed with about vaccines. You see, this is how censorship is set up. Working with Google, Facebook, and Amazon, just as little Marco Rubio said when they had the hearings right after Alex Jones and InfoWars, the first people to be simultaneously deplatformed by all of the big Silicon Valley tyrants. They didn't want to talk to Alex Jones. Instead, they wanted to talk to these people and say, you're going to censor who we say, right? We already saw that. And then 2 months later, you had 800 different news sites, smaller sites than InfoWars. The common thread was that they pushed back against the military-industrial complex and the police surveillance state. Didn't matter what their political affiliation was. Most of them were Trump supporters. But it didn't matter. They were purging anybody who opposed their agenda. And that extends to information about vaccines. As a matter of fact, Karen Bhatia of Google told Adam Schiff, we have put a lot of effort into curbing misinformation on our products, from better search ranking algorithms to improving our ability to surface authoritative content. Boy, is that an Orwellian euphemism, to surface authoritarian content. We would call that Edward Bernays or style propaganda, right? Goebbels. So Google has gone full Goebbels. Surface authoritative content. This is content coming from the authorities. And we need to, I think, get rid of that word. I think there's a lot of power in words. You need to understand, we need to start calling these people totalitarians. We need to stop giving authority to corporations and governments working together. That is fascism by definition. I just defined for you what totalitarianism is. And now we know what fascism is too, right? We've seen it in operation now for a couple of years. A little bit longer than that if you're paying attention. But to surface authoritative content, to have tougher policies against monetization of harmful or dangerous content. Who will decide what's harmful or dangerous? Of course, they will. They will decide if you are hateful. They will decide if you are racist. And they specifically said, under YouTube's advertiser-friendly content guidelines, we are and have been demonetizing any anti-vaccination content under our long-standing harmful or dangerous advertising policy. Our approach is to reduce the spread of information about vaccines. And then when you look at climate, the same thing with that. We have YouTube demonetizing and hiding any video that debates the science behind climate change. That's why I say these people are totalitarian. Every detail of your life. Do not question the official story. Do not question science. Science advances by questioning. Science advances by skepticism, and they want to calcify it. This is the nature of these people. And I'll give you one more example before we go to break, and then we come back. We'll take a look at what's going on in Virginia. We have reports from Alex Jones. We have a Christian charity CEO come out and say that religious freedom must be a baseline human right for our global trade partners. And so I would ask about that. What about us? What about the United States? Shouldn't we embrace those values that we tell these other people they have to embrace? You see, we have already embraced in this country the principle of intolerance, and now it is being put into practice across the board. This last Friday, President Trump met with various religious leaders of the National Religious Freedom Day, and he said, liberals have a growing totalitarian impulse. Yeah, he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. A growing totalitarian impulse to shut down the free exercise of religion, just as they want to shut down every other one of your human rights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
The answer to 1984. 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Alex Jones is at the Second Amendment Lobby Day. It's been done every year since 2003 by Virginia's Citizens Defense League, I think is what the organization is. And Alex is live there right now. Let's join Alex Jones at the Virginia demonstration or protest or lobby, whatever you want to call it. Let's go to Alex Jones.
Yeah. We're going out right now. They're broadcasting it out through the radio crowd.
All right, they're headed somewhere there. There's a large crowd. They've Alex said that there is still about 50, 60,000 people there, even though the governor has done everything that he could to try to scare people into not showing up. And, of course, it's pretty cold there as well. So, as I said earlier, these are not sunshine patriots. These are winter soldiers who are marching for their rights. Let's go back to the video feed.
We love you all. USA, USA, baby. North of this test. We just handed his ass to him peacefully via the First Amendment and exercised our second right in his tyrant's face.
Yeah!
This is what happens to tyrants. This is what happens to tyrants, what you just saw.
Alright. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody jump in the lobby. Which lobby, dude?
Right here?
Dude, get in there. We're in the lobby. Yeah, yeah.
I can hear you. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. So you, everybody just get it right here. Come up. While we have a shot in the background of the big crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're going. Tell me what's sick. Why are you here today? Go ahead.
This is awesome.
This is about we the people. How about me?
Yeah. Yeah. This is awesome. This is exactly why we're here. Just everyone has one banner for freedom. And this is the battle right here. We're here to join with everyone else.
And the people out there in cyberspace, if this is important as we are, they got to share these links, share what people really did here today. Because the media is going to lie about all this. Only you can Paul revere it.
Yeah.
Only you can get it.
One thing I want to make sure everyone knows, it was completely peaceful out here. None of the hype, none of the media, everything that spread, that showed there was going to be violence or anything like that. None of that happened at all. The crowd was out here. It was beautiful.
And all the media hype saying we'd be violent was a damn lie again. Another hoax.
At least to say we gotta keep moving because the backflow, we're backing stuff up.
What if we go right
away? We can walk up here, we can walk up there, but when we stop, it's locked.
Let's go in here then.
Yeah.
Okay. As he pointed out, it's been totally peaceful. The people have tried to incite violence have been the Democrat politicians in suits. Again, this is a live feed. Alex Jones in Richmond at the Capitol. A large crowd there.
I would love to take credit 20 years ago when it was in Berkeley Science Reports and other top research reports that atrazine sterilizes and reduces fertility of amphibians, of fish, of birds, but also of mammals. And so, but what it does is it also confuses males, and then that's what happens to frogs. They want to have sex with the male frog, but then they don't have any eggs, and so the frogs die. And so I said, listen, I'm not against gay people. I just don't want to put chemicals in the water that make the freaking frogs gay. And the media, every late-night comic, they all attack me, knowing full damn well that atrazine is a very toxic chemical, and even tiny amounts of it will literally basically shrivel your balls and everything else up if you don't even have a sex life. Okay? And it'll fry your brain. And so it doesn't just, quote, make you gay. That was just something the media picked up on. Even though studies show it makes male frogs want to have sex with the other male frogs. Okay, so it screws up their whole primary nerve, everything. And then it turns out the Pentagon had, this is BBC News, this is Reuters 25 years ago, a gay bomb that was made up of a mixture of LSD and atrazine, where they would spray it on groups of troops, and the men would start flipping out, literally having sex with each other. So that's what chemicals can do. That's what our noses do. That's why my wife's right here. I smell my wife. I mean, she smells really damn good. Okay? But if you have a bunch of atrazine, well, then a dude starts smelling good too. You know, it's talking pizza smells really good.
All right, that's Alex Jones explaining to the crowd how the mainstream media can spin that. And of course, they've been doing that to the people who said we're going to show up and talk to the legislators here about these slew of bills that are they propose to take away our Second Amendment rights. And as I pointed out, there are bills to take away other rights about your free speech, about your informed consent when it comes to vaccines, about your parental rights and so forth. You know, one of the laws that they already have that we haven't heard anything about in the run-up to this this demonstration here on Lobby Day, we haven't heard anything about the anti-masking law that they have in Virginia. And isn't it interesting? Because that is the hallmark of Antifa, the fact that they show up wearing masks and then start beating people with sticks with nails in them and so forth. Isn't that interesting? They haven't said anything at all about that. The law reads, it shall be unlawful for any person over 16 years of age to, with the intent to conceal his identity, wear any hood. That'd be, you know, kind of like the Ku Klux Klan hood that Governor Kuhnman was pictured with. Or to use any other device to conceal his face. That'd be like the blackface. We don't know which one he was. I think still we don't know. and it was an effort to conceal. I mean, he was trying to conceal his identity, I guess, you know, for about 25 years, 35 years. He was saying, it's not me. It's not me. I never saw that. It's not me. And so the question is, if they're so concerned, they're going to issue a state of emergency and say, well, these people who have shown up for 17 years, always peaceful, we think it's going to be full-on kick off a civil war. We're not even going to let people bring in toy guns, baseballs, or softballs anywhere around the Capitol, and they're going to limit travel and so forth. Why wouldn't they come out and say, oh, and if you show up wearing a hood, because this is what Antifa does everywhere, and if they're concerned about another Charlottesville, where protesters are going to get attacked by counter-protesters wearing hoods, that would be the anti-First Amendment, the Antifa people, why wouldn't they come out and say, if you show up with a hood, we're going to arrest you? They never said anything about that, Governor Blackface. That's absolutely amazing, isn't it? That he wouldn't talk about that. Is it okay if you show up wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood? Because evidently it's okay with the Democrats. They not only didn't take Northam out of the office of governor, and you even had the Democrat Attorney General Herring say, well, I think you ought to step down. He didn't. And the Democrats are so happy with him that they elected a full slate of Democrats. Now, there's more to that, and we'll talk about the chaos in elections, how most of the a large part of these seats in Virginia, anywhere from a quarter to 40% of them in the House and the Senate, were not even contested by Republicans. That's one of the ways that the Democrats got control of this. But when I look at what is happening there, I've talked many times about the corporate plantation that is being prepared for all of us. It is a UN agenda. UN Agenda 2030. They say it's to protect the environment. But it is a corporate plantation. The company town. They're bringing back that whole idea, the company town, that they used to do around coal towns and so forth. You know, the I load 16 tons of what I get, you know, that type of thing from Tennessee Ernie Ford. And we have corporations like Google and now at the recent Consumer Electronics Show, Toyota, saying, yeah, we're going to create our own towns. We're going to run them. We're going to control everything about that town. And, of course, the key part of that is to control your transportation. But when you look at the military's goals to control people, they want to make sure that they can control your ability to shoot. They want to make sure they can control your ability to communicate. And they want to be able to control your ability to move. Do you see what they did here at the lobby day in Virginia? They shut down people's ability to communicate, hoping that they wouldn't show up, putting up a massive FEMA fence at the last minute with only one opening in it to try to corral people there, try to stop them from speaking and communicating to each other, to the press, to their elected representatives. They want to shut down your ability to shoot, and they want to shut down your ability to move around and communicate. Total control. And that is what is being done at the company towns that are being established. They call them smart cities. Yeah, they're smart cities for fools. And I hope they're not fooling you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, nothing moves. High news. Black dollar rolling.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back, permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the fact that the governor, who seemed to be so fearful, or sowing fear at least, about the threat of violence, didn't want to say anything about the fact that Virginia already has a law. See, there's a law that says that you're allowed to peacefully carry weapons. And yet there is a law that says you're not allowed to wear a mask to try to conceal your identity. If you're concerned about a clash between people who support the Second Amendment and Antifa, and of course we were told, oh, don't worry, the Seven Hills Antifa people, is a Vice story that went out and got picked up by a lot of conservative news outlets. I said, look, they support the idea that we ought to have firearms, and they understand the racist history of firearm prohibition here in America. So they're on board with these people. They want to beat with them. But then at the same time, we showed you how they put out a hit list of people from InfoWars and other reporters. That same group, the Seven Hills Antifa. So if you want to make sure that you're not going to have a conflict like that, perhaps you would at least say, we are going to enforce our anti-mask law in Virginia, but they didn't. And that's where we are with Governor Blackface. Remember, it was about a year ago. I'm not the person in that photo. And then Finally, he does admit, well, I did at one point in time, I did wear blackface so that could be Michael Jackson. You know, because it's an honor. It's an honor to wear blackface to honor a pedophile. Many people who went to school with him said they were at a loss to explain how this could have been a mix-up. You know, how did they get a picture like this? Only one of four pictures on his yearbook page. And they said it was really kind of strange because, you know, it's just an error, I'm sure, just a mix-up. But we all had to submit our own pictures into the yearbook. And so Alex Jones is filing reports there at Richmond. And he has some comments about our own Governor Blackface Northam and his concentration camp. Let's play video clip number 10.
We're going to put a more lengthy, detailed report together, but we're getting this out while the march has only been going on for about an hour. The police are starting, under orders of the governor, obviously under his declared emergency, to kettle in the crowd of at least 50,000 people that's in the streets that refuse to go into the tiny containment zone that's only about a third of the grounds of the Capitol building. And so the larger crowd goes down the hill and then the streets up to a fence. You can't see about 90% of it there. And again, there's large crowds all in the streets down below. But I have a gentleman who's been a police officer, been in the military, and worked a lot of these type of things. And he was bringing down how dangerous this is by design, with one entry point and one exit point and the type of crisis it can cause if there was a stampede. We were going back through, out of the grounds, and trying to get to the crowds of tens of thousands. It was pretty frightening. A lot of children in there being crushed together because slowly the state police are crunching down the containment zone, which I guess is in the terms known as kettling. So let's zoom in. Probably put our security guy on camera and have a Tim come over here and tell folks a breakdown of why it's dangerous.
Okay. Yeah, so we just got back from the Capitol grounds, and I have to say I've done a lot of events over the last 30 years, and this is probably one of the most unsafe setups that I have seen. They literally put the exit point and the entry point together, and they're literally perhaps 5 to 6 feet wide, and you've got 50,000 people corralled into a very small area. So if there was any kind of emergency, literally no one could get out. They're literally trapped inside that fenced-in area because it would just be mayhem. So Governor Northam, he needs to absolutely be ashamed of himself for how he set this thing up, and he's really putting a lot of people in danger. Now, to the credit of the crowd, they have been nothing but peaceful, supportive, while expressing their First Amendment rights, and that's why things are still going off without a hitch, at least up to this point, and hopefully it'll stay that way.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, the way.
All right, that was Alex Jones talking about how they have set up a very dangerous situation. As he was talking to, it might be the same person that he was talking to last night, saying this would not be allowed in any public venue by the government, to say that you're going to put tens of thousands of people into an area that's got a very tiny opening, and the rest of the, if something happens, people can't get out. Panic situation. And so they have done everything that they can to not only demonize people, but also to rebel against our longstanding rights, traditions, our laws, our Constitution. They are the aggressors. Yesterday I was pointing out the radical rhetoric of this one legislator. His name is Mark Levin, and he was essentially echoing Eric Swalwell, saying, yeah, you know, we have the ability to use the military against anybody that we wish to take their guns. Mark Levin, a guy who is a Harvard and Yale graduate. He is a authoritarian, totalitarian Democrat in a suit, saying, if you think your AR-15 will do diddly against the full might and power of the U.S. military, you need to talk to somebody who has served there. Yeah. And I said yesterday when I talked about that, I said, well, you know, maybe this Harvard-Yale lawyer who's now a Democrat, threatening people just like Eric Swalwell, talking about full-on gun confiscation like Beto O'Rourke, maybe he ought to talk to the people in the military who did serve in Afghanistan and Iraq about how asymmetric warfare works out. You know, we have a long history of that. Now, the Nazis confiscated the guns. The Nazis corralled people into a small area, the Warsaw Ghetto. And eventually, the people there were able to use a weapon, a hammer, to get a pistol. They used a pistol to get more pistols and guns. And they were able to tie down a Panzer tank division for a long time until they burned the entire city down. But they haven't been able to contain it in a country. They haven't been able to do this in Afghanistan or Iraq. And I don't think that any of us want to see a sustained asymmetric warfare, except for these Democrat politicians. They really do want to have this. It's absolutely amazing to me that they continue to push this type of situation, because it empowers them in the same way that taking away your home, taking away your food, taking away your car, taking away your speech, taking away your informed consent and your firearms, all of that empowers them. That's why they are totalitarian, taking away every freedom, every bit of property that you have, and putting everything into central control. Virginia gun sales have been soaring as rumors of civil war and martial law spread like wildfire. Who is spreading those rumors? The Democrats and the mainstream press. But we have one individual, another Democrat, Senator John Edwards, saying, you know, a lot of people don't really understand what assault weapons are. It's going to be very difficult for us to figure out how to get these, but we're studying it, and that's all I can say. Yeah, it is nonsensical. They don't have a definition of what an assault weapon is. They really don't know. But we know what our rights are. And we know, even though we're told by Democrats and we continually have CNN and others, people like retired General McChrystal on, talking about, well, these are military weapons and they should not be in the hands of citizens. That is not what the Constitution says. And I'm not even talking about the Second Amendment. And we need to go back and look at the body of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. Look it up and read it for yourself. The government, the Congress, has the duty to provide for organizing, for arming. They should be providing this to the militia. The militia is not a dirty word. Standing army is a dirty word to the principles that America was founded on. When they talk about organizing and disciplining, that's what they mean by a well-regulated militia. You know, the Democrats will look at that and say, yeah, we ought to have a lot of laws. No, not that kind of regulation. Organization and discipline and equipping us. Not organizing and training and arming ISIS, but organizing and equipping American citizens to defend this country. But no, they want to have a civil war here. They want to have a regime change here in America, just as they do in every other country. That is what is so concerning about these totalitarian Democrats. Folks, we've got a lot of crew in Richmond, and the thing that makes that possible is your support. Makes this program possible, makes a program that I have 3 hours before this program, and I thank Tony Arterburn for doing a great job hosting that this morning in my absence. But what funds this operation are the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have a special now. We've been sold out of X2 Nascent Iodine for 2 weeks. It's now back in stock, 40% off by itself, or you can get it in a pack with X3 Nascent Iodine. That's the tri-iodine. You can get the both of those together, 50% off and free shipping. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.